In Parshas Yisrael, the Torah associates Shabbos with Bias Olam. Kisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Es Hashamayim Es Oretz Es Hayom Es Kol Hashabom Vayonach Vayom Hashvi Al Kein Berach Hashem Es Yom Hashabbos Vayikad Shehu. The cycle of Sheshes Yomim Asa culminating in Shabbos attests to Bias Olam, to Maisa Bracious. It affirms and instills within us emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Parshas Vaschanan, the Torah associates Shabbos with Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'zacharto ki eved ha'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim. Ayotziacha Hashem lekecha misham b'yad chazaka v'zvar netuya. Al kein tzivacha Hashem lekecha lasos es yom ha'Shabbos. Ramban puts forward a very beautiful and very elegant pshat, where he says it's not that the Torah has two disparate associations with Shabbos. Shabbos stands for Emuna v'Akadosh Baruch Hu, Emuna in Bias HaOlam. Lest a person wonder what basis we have for that belief, so the Torah in Parshas Vaschanan says, look to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look to the miracles of Mitzrayim, which demonstrated so overwhelmingly Chidush HaOlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override nature because nature is His handiwork. This stands in marked contrast to the Rambam, who says, no, Shabbos has two different associations, one with Maaseh Bereishis, one with V'zacharta Ki Eved Hayisa. So there aren't enough mitzvahs in the Torah, but some of them have to sort of do double duty here. And we need to load up Shabbos with multiple associations. Rambam's pshat is so beautiful. And Rambam says, no, Shabbos stands for Maaseh Bereishis, but it also stands for Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Eved doesn't have a day off. Let's leave that kasha to the side for a moment. The Rambam defines mitzvah sipui yetzias mitzrayim as follows. Mitzvah eser shel Torah l'sapir v'nisim v'neflos shenasu l'avosenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamishosu v'nisan. So the Rambam's definition is not entirely what we generally assume. The mitzvah is not to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's to tell the story of the Nisim v'Neflaos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically of Leil Chamishosah. So it's not the storyline per se, but it's the miracles. Where did the Rambam get that? Chazal talk about the Sapir v'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where did the Rambam get this targeted focus on the Nisim v'Neflaos of Yetzias Mitzrayim? He got it from Bich Ma'avir Sefer. He got it from a pasuk in Kunash. Ki yish'olcha v'incha mocha leimor Moha Eidos v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem alakenu eschem. The question of the Ben Chochem. V'amato levincha avodim ayinu lefaru v'mitzrayim v'yotzienu Hashem v'mitzrayim v'yod chazoka v'yitin Hashem osos u'mofsim gedolim v'ron v'mitzrayim v'faru v'chobes alayinu. The answer to the Ben Chochem, which is Sibu Yitzis Mitzrayim, focuses on the Nisim v'Neflaos. And in fact, the Rambam, when he discusses the Tamei Mitzvah of Pesach, also has this same parallel emphasis. He's talking about both Sukkot and Pesach in these couple of lines. Shnei chagim ele gem yachad, kloma Sukkot u'Pesach, nosnim deya u'mida. They impart fundamental belief, but they also cultivate proper midos. Hadeya b'Pesach, the belief which is the goal of mitzvahs Pesach, he zecher osos Mitzrayim, to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim, the hantzachos on the doros, and perpetuating their memory for all generations. Hamida, skipping Sukkot, Hamida, what's the mida which Pesach comes to inculcate? Hamida hi sheyizkor ha'odom tomid es yimei ha'metzuka b'yimei ha'revacha. A person in good times should remember times of distress. Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is, on the contrary, to try to forget and to try to bury bad times, difficult times, times of struggle, suffering, adversity. And the Torah says just the opposite. Sheyizkor ha'odom tomid es yimei ha'metzuka b'yimei ha'revacha. In times of expansiveness, when things are good, when a person is flourishing, he has to remember the difficult times, the struggles. And for two reasons. A, kidei shetigdal todaso lokel. Number one, it will increase his sense of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But number two, v'tusagna lo anova v'hachma'a. But it also imparts humility, shiflus. V'yochal matzo umoro v'pesach, k'dei sheyizkor ma'ovar aleinu. We see Bo Yetzias Mitzrayim focuses on the Nisim and the flows. It imparts the Deya. And the mitzvahs, Achila, of Matzah and Moruah, is to remember Ma'ovar Aleinu. The Rambam has this idea earlier as well, when he talks about Mikra Bikurim. That there are many, 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 many dvarim nifloyim when one understands a little bit of what the Rambam is saying. There are so many dvarim nifloyim. One of them is just how the Rambam learned Chumash. So what happens in Mikra Bikurim? So you come and you bring Reishis Bikur Ad Masa of the Shiva Saminim of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. And Mikra Bikurim, so what should Mikra Bikurim consist of? Okay, you address the Kohen. So you tell the Kohen, Baruch Hashem, I had a successful harvest this year. Here are my Bikurim. What does Mikra Bikurim actually consist of? V'anisa v'amat l'fnei Hashem al-kech arami yovid avi v'yerid mitzrayma. Begin reminiscing about what happened 5 years ago. He begin reminiscing about his childhood. He goes back to the Elder Zayde. He goes back to Yaakov Avinu. Goes back to Yaakov Avinu. What's the connection with Havos Bikurim? B'mikri Bikurim yesh gam midas anova.
Yesh bo zeh hodah b'chesed b'tuv shehakel ma'anik.
There's gratitude. We express gratitude. But kedei shehaadam yeda shechelek me'avodas Hashem. It's an integral part of avodas Hashem. Sheyazkir. You should remember and mention es matzavei metzukaso, his times of distress. B'sha'a sheyirvach lo. Mataraz zos mudgashes harbe b'Torah. This is something which is a leitmotif in the Torah. Emphasized time and time again. V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa. Why is that? Why is it necessary to remember whether it's one's own personal struggles or whether it's our collective historical struggles and suffering? Mipnei shechoshashim min hatchunos hamefursamos eitzel kol mi shechunach berevacha. When we enjoy prosperity, there's a danger. There's a danger for certain well-known character traits which sometimes emerge as the fallout from prosperity. Mipnei shechoshashim min hatchunos hamefursamos eitzel kol mi shechunach berevacha kol mahayu hara. Arrogance. A person is successful, a person prospers, it's very conducive to breeding arrogance. Where do I get this idea from, says the Rambam? Sukkim al-Chumash. Parashat Zeiket, Pantocha v'Savata. The Hemshech HaPosuk is, Uvatim Tovim Tivne v'Yashavta. You live in nice, beautiful houses. To give a paraphrase instead of a translation, you'll have fancy cars parked in the driveway. And what's liable, Rachmana Litzlan, to happen? The progression is a progression of prosperity, which can, it doesn't have to, but it can, if one isn't on guard against it, which can then breed arrogance, which results in v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. The essence of remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a feeling of shiflus, a feeling of total dependency. Ultimately, all our chiyuv to make hishtadlus in so many realms and on so many levels, but obviously recognizing an ultimate sense of helplessness. Everything is only if the Ribbono Shel Olam allows it to happen. V'ram levavecha is antithetical to remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha.
You know, it's interesting that the Meshul Chochma asks a kasha. It's not a kasha in the Rambam. He doesn't ask it in the Rambam. It's a kasha on Chazal.
Ba'av wazeh b'shor sheyesh matzur moro munachum lefanecha. So the Meshul Chochma asks, why don't we say b'shar sheyesh pesach matzul ma'am nachum l'fanacha? Why is it b'shar sheyesh matzul ma'am nachum l'fanacha? So he gives a beautiful answer. But another answer suggests itself, according to this Rambam, is there's a complementarity here between sipu yitzias mitzrayim. Pesach is to teach deya and instill midah. The Deya is taught through Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mida is taught through Achilas Matzah Umar. B'shar Sheish Matzah Umar Menachem Lefanachem. So there is here an interplay, the Rambam is telling us, an extraordinary interplay between Midos and the Emunas V'Deyos. Corrupt Midos, there's a direct progression, a direct progression from corrupt Midos to corrupt Emunas V'Deyos. Which is why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on Pesach to teach proper Emunah, it has to be accompanied by instilling proper Midah. We asked on the Rambam's approach to Shabbos. What are we to make of the fact that the Torah has sort of two different associations for Shabbos? So the answer is, yes, there are two different associations, but the point is that those two always have to go hand in hand. When the Torah wants to teach Emuna Kishesh Yomim, the Torah has to teach Hachnar v'shiflas v'zacharta ki evad ha'yisav Eretz Mitzrayim. Proper Emunah can't be attained, if attained, can't be sustained without that sense of shiflas. So it's not two unrelated associations with Shabbos. No, there's a crucial complementarity here. More broadly, the Rambam also tells us in Shemana Prakim that Chazal depict different levels of Nevuah as how many screens with the following metaphor, how many screens with a certain degree of opaqueness there are between the Navi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. The more screens, so then the more one's vision is blurred. And the fewer screens, so then the more direct the vision is. So the Rambam says, what's the nimshal of these misachim, of these screens? He says it's chesronos, imperfections in character. Not in inyanim sechliyim. No, but imperfections in character. And the level of Nevuah is determined not only by the Ramah HaSichlis of the Navi. No, that has to be a given. But given that, it's then determined by the Midos. Obviously, whatever chesronos the Nevi'im had were microscopic. But the more microscopic chesronos, the lower, the lesser, relatively speaking, the darga of Nevuah. And the closer to being mushlon in Midas, the higher what was the darga of Nevuah. Ultimately, the pshat in that is, ultimately, midos magunos, chesronos, are all rooted in a person's physicality, in Gashmius Adam. Anytime we have a midah ra'a, it accentuates the Gashmius. And that, in turn, interferes with the effort to come as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as possible. Just to end just with the following, however. Again, it's something to reflect upon, this connection, this linkage between Midas, and in particular Midas Hanova, Hachnoa, Shiflus, and the capacity to have genuine and authentic and correct emuna. One of the questions in thinking about the Haggadah is why Chazal chose as the primary text the Parsha Varami Ovidovi. So there are many important and true answers to this question. But L'chora, included within that list of answers, is because the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi is the Parsha which teaches this yisod of remembering Yimei Hara'a, Yimei HaMetzuka, Yimei HaTova, Yimei HaRevacha. When a person is celebrating a successful crop, he's reminiscing about Vayareu Son HaMitzvim Vayanunu Vayitnu Aleinu Avodah Kasha. And that dictates the format of Sikwa Yitzias Mitzrayim of Masva Vignus. When we say the whole marker comes from the parasha of Arami Ovid Avi.